This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden says funding for Ukraine needs to pass Congress. Vice President Harris and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a joint news conference in Germany.
At the annual security conference in Munich, Vice President Harris assured Ukrainian President Zelensky of continuous backing in the fight against Russia. Zelensky praised the U.S. support so far and especially the decision to freeze Russian assets. With the current halt of Washington's aid in mind, he urged world leaders not to abandon Ukraine. Anna Noriskevich, CBS News, Munich.
Qatar says talks to free the remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza are not progressing as expected. Israeli President Isaac Herzog also spoke in Munich.
We have here families of the hostages, and I think we all express our pain and sorrow and sadness.
The family of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny wants to claim his body after he died in an Arctic prison. The Guardian correspondent Piotr Sauer.
Navalny's lawyer and his mother Ludmila traveled to the penal colony Harp, which is in the far north, and they still haven't had access to the body. Organizations in Russia, independent media, have called different morgues. They all deny to have access to the body. So the big question is, where is Navalny's body? The prison in the Arctic has told the mother Ludmila that Navalny supposedly has died of a sudden death syndrome. That obviously poses more questions than answers.
Former President Donald Trump made his first campaign appearance after a New York judge hit him and his businesses with more than $350 million in fines. He also surprised attendees of a conference.
Former President Donald Trump, at a traveling sneaker show event, SneakerCon, in Philadelphia Saturday, unveiling his Never Surrender high tops. A day after a New York judge ruled he'd have to surrender hundreds of millions of dollars for conning banks into favorable loan terms by inflating his assets, including his Trump Tower penthouse and Mar-a-Lago, exaggerating its value by as much as 2,300%.
CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides reporting. Another atmospheric river will hit California starting this weekend. CBS Los Angeles reporter Elise Martinez.
Residents here getting ready ahead of another atmospheric river moving in. In the last storm, Rancho Palos Verdes taking a big hit from mudslides to now moving hillsides. The city is fixing these broken pipes and cracks in the road. They're also using tarps to prevent more water from getting into the ground. There's concern about the already saturated ground shifting beneath them and homes sliding and moving.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. And welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, their most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home now at movetomadison.com. And by Honey Bee Cannabis, Wisconsin-grown cannabis. From seed to shelf, it's all Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, red or real organic fruit juice, gluten-free and no sweeteners. Honey Bee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook and on sale at the Jennifer Street Market.
Jimmy, right now, I'm trying one of the strawberry lemons. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And available at Woodman's.
Yes.
I saw they have a giant stack of them.
They're yummy. Thank you, Wisconsin Honeybee Cannabis.
Mm.
Jimmy, there's a restaurant in Watertown that's serving up a secret menu of four-course alternative rock. Life is too short for a brown bag lunch. Always be asking yourself, maybe there's a secret menu.
Ooh.
Raph, Andrew, Matt, and Evan, welcome to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much for having us.
I got one question. Do you like the pond hockey rink I set up for y'all?
We love it. We
okay,
love
great.
It.
So good.
He's been so excited about this.
Times. Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's a little small, but we make it work. You know?
You'll find out why Jimmy K asked that question in just a little bit here.
So you guys played at Memorial Union last night. How was that show?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was unreal. Just the reception we got, the love from Madison. You know, being in the Union is such a special environment. Oh. And everyone is so nice there. It was awesome.
One of my favorite places to play in the world.
It's the Raps Gallery. Yeah. The Raps Gallery, yeah. The ambiance in that place is so awesome.
Yeah, totally.
The amount of beer that's drank there.
I bet you there's ghosts there.
Ooh.
There
could be. That goes back to another guest tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys drove from Watertown. Obviously, we were talking about Watertown. Are y'all from Watertown?
So we're kind of from around the area. Okay. Evan is from Watertown, Evan the drummer.
Okay.
I'm more in the Milwaukee area. Matt's in the Pewaukee area. And then Andrew right now lives in Madison.
How
so we're a little bit spread
that?
Out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you do it. Like, how do you get together to rehearse? Or do you not have to rehearse anymore?
No. No, we still rehearse often, yeah. We all get together at Evan's recording studio, which is in Watertown, which we were super fortunate to be able to go in and then practice there. And that's what we do, you know, twice a week getting in there.
Oh, twice a week.
Yes.
Nice. That helps out. Hey, for listeners who may not know about Secret Menu, tell us a little bit about the band. What's the backstory?
Yeah, I mean, the backstory, I would say, is just, you know, four individuals who absolutely have music at their core and love to play, perform, and just be a part of the music scene wherever they are, coming together and, you know, through their different musical backgrounds, we've been able to, you know, find our own sound, and we try to write songs, you know, that are true to experience, true to, like, what we've lived and how we feel and how we communicate, you know, those emotions and experiences to the world, and being able to, you know, meet in a variety of different ways has just been such an awesome experience, and you know, that's how we kind of have come together through so random stories, you know.
Did you expect, or what was your reaction, because you guys caught on really fast, your fan base was behind you 100% almost right from the beginning. What was that like to know that?
Honestly, I mean, nothing but just so grateful. I mean, I think that all of us have such an amazing, you know, support group and friend group in our own personal lives. And,
right.
You know, when we get to share our experiences, you know, which is our music with them, you know, they've come out and supported us in such an amazing way. And then that kind of echoes on to, you know, new people who might not have experienced us yet, or, you know, the world is such a big place, but it's also so small. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You get to, oh, I know them from this, you know, this place, or the other connection. And, you know, just catching on has been nothing more than just, it makes us feel like what we're saying, you know, resonates with people in a certain type of way.
So now, I mean, but you guys are, you know, Watertown, Madison, Milwaukee, like, how did you all meet? How did you all become friends and bandmates?
Yeah, so I mean, it's so random. Like, I mean, Matt and I, we met together when we were going to Madison, Wisconsin. We went to school here, and we met in a performance group, you know, called Wisconsin Singers, and he was in the band, and
oh,
I was a
wow.
singer, and you know, we were just always jamming out, hanging out together, and eventually I was like, do you want to like make some music of our own? You know, that would be kind of fun. And he knew so much more at the time about putting music together. And Andrew and I, it's just by chance, we happened to be at the same open mic and come back in Madison. And I mean, he was ripping on the guitar and vocals. And I was like, please tell me you're not in a band. Do you want to join a creative experience? And he was like, yeah, what's happening here?
How many drinks did you buy him?
I think a couple, but I don't know. At least one. I really hope at least one.
You're so good, it doesn't even matter if you have a car or not.
Funny. Okay, yeah. I got to go here. You know, we talked about the ice, Jimmy Kay saying things about ice. And I loved how I kind of tied this in as like, what just happened with you guys. You are no longer a secret to anybody else now. You've got a bunch of music videos, but this one was very creatively staged and very challenging, I have to guess. For those who haven't seen it, the band basically went out onto Lake Monona on the ice to do a video. And of course, Channel 15 here in Madison picked up the video and told the story about how you did it. So if people haven't seen this, tell us about the video getting covered by them, and how did you pull this off? I guess that's the biggest question.
Yeah, so Andrew here. I had the idea after watching this band, Kaleo. They had that big song, Way Down We Go, back a couple years ago, and they did this performance of some song on a glacier.
Oh.
And I thought that's amazing. And obviously, we don't have any glaciers in Wisconsin, but we did. I was like, well, we could probably get out on the frozen lake should the ice be thick enough.
And, you know, not being from Wisconsin myself, I was like, no, no problem, right? We'll just go out. No. It's got to be thick enough, right? the others were a bit more apprehensive, right? So we had Evan check in to make sure the ice was thick enough and that there were still, you know, ice fishermen out there.
How did you check to make sure that the ice was thick enough?
Yeah, we walked out there.
just check for
all
cracks.
Of you together walking out there.
We walked out there. We saw a couple holes, and then I think Matt sent a picture. And he's like, "This looks probably like
we're
5 inches, right?"
It's only 5 inches.
He whipped out the guide to see. All right, 5 inches. Uh-huh. We can not drive a Jeep out here, but we can walk out here.
Yeah, we can walk out here. An indie band can be supported.
Now. Were you scared? Or worried
no,
at all?
I was blindly confident that we would be fine.
He just picked up a heavy amplifier and started walking across the ice.
I know.
Yeah, you know, it was nice. We were able to slide all of the amps across the, across the ice.
Oh, added bonus.
That was a big push. Just go. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics we didn't consider before we went out there. One of which was that once we got out there, we would be sliding everywhere on our feet. So we went out and bought some of these ice cleats from Walmart just so that we wouldn't fall over and break all of our instruments.
Yeah, and we were digging up the ice. Maybe you had like 2 more takes before I put a hole in.
I was worried I was going to cut all the way through. I probably got 2 or 3 inches deep after jumping around.
Well, it's
so
funny.
Much.
If you look at some of the wider shots of your video, you can see that there's some stuff gone underneath your feet. It's like, oh, boy, wow.
That's awesome.
And, so, I mean, you guys had all that gear out there. Mm-hmm. To me, I was like, we were like, where's the power? It looked like you guys were jamming out there.
Yeah, we were able to power everything that we needed to just off of a little battery bank that we had. And we were feeding the song back into our ears, and then out on the ice, you could hear Evan just smashing away at the drums.
Yeah!
We were singing along. You could hear the acoustics of our instruments, but it was, quite
did you gather
sight
a crowd?
To see.
Did people actually come out by you?
Well, yeah, there was actually 2 people who started like walking towards our camera people, and we're like, "Oh, this is it. We're gonna be in trouble now, right?"
That was my next question.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, they were driving on John Nolan.
No,
apparently,
way.
And they're like, "Yeah, we came back from getting groceries, and we saw this thing, so we came out to find you."
Wow.
You know, we were not in an easily accessible place either, so we were like really floored that these people came to watch. But yeah, it was really cool.
Anybody driving by, did they go honk honk? Did you get any of that?
No. I don't know if we got any honks.
No honks.
I didn't hear any honks in the video. Who shot the video?
Yeah.
Because the video is well done.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple different photographers. Shout out to our buddy Daniel. He was the guy who shot all the drone shots.
Oh,
an amazing videographer.
Oh, yeah.
We had our lighting guy, Kale, who's been playing with us, or I guess doing lighting with us recently. And he just took our camera and did a bunch of shots. And then we also had a couple extraneous people with just iPhones just walking around trying to get as many angles as we could and as quickly as we could because it was so cold and we were so ready to get off
that
ice.
Did you also have like a drone?
Yeah,
there was aerial shots there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what was your, how did you guys get hooked up with Channel 15 for the story?
I shouldn't have Raf answer that one because I don't know. Yeah. Hey, it's Raf.
hey, what's up?
Yeah. Tim just reached out on an email.
So glad.
And he
Tim
was,
Elliott.
Tim Elliott, And he was so super nice. The email was really professional. And he was like, "I'd love to cover the story. Love to talk to you about it. Can we get on a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting?" And we were like, you know, we're from a little bit far away, a little bit scattered.
Yeah.
So we're like, we can definitely do Zoom. He's like, tomorrow. 8 a.m.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, we're there.
Awesome.
So it just happened really fast, and it was such a pleasure. He's a really sweet guy, really nice interviewer. Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations
on
that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you.
It has taken off.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call or text and ask the band a question, I'm sure they'd be happy to answer you.
Oh, yeah.
And Evan, the drummer, he came in here. You must have something to say. What's up, man?
I don't know. The band called me in and said I should be a part of this interview. So hello, world.
Have you ever thought in your musical career you would have to load in on a sheet of ice?
No, definitely not. And I was scared for my drums life rolling that road case out there.
Yeah, that would have to be a unique experience as a drummer. I don't think we experience that kind of stuff often.
I love it. The minute I saw that, I was so glad 15 did a story about it to just really take everybody there.
Yeah.
So good.
We actually also recorded a behind the scenes video for it. That's on our YouTube channel now.
Oh,
so
nice.
you can see for yourself us lugging all this stuff out there.
I'm going to share it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to live music in the lair with Secret Menu. and Wisconsin, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Bleed. Mm-hmm. Tell me this about this song before you play.
Yeah, absolutely. Bleed, you know, kind of came out of a little bit of a reflection after a relationship ended, and I was thinking about what does it mean to love someone, and what does it mean when maybe something doesn't quite work out? And I had this chorus idea in my head almost immediately, and it centers around the idea that, you know, to love is to dare the heart to fall apart. And that idea is that there's some risk involved when you choose to love someone, and it can feel scary, it can feel nonsensical at times. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay, because that's a part of, you know, the journey, that's part of learning about who you are. And it kind of ends the chorus with, to love is to dare the heart to bleed. And I think in bleeding, you know, there's also a lot of healing that can happen. So we wrote this song, and Matt, you know, really brought it out in the thick chords, and Andrew and the riffs he puts together. It just feels like it's this push and pull with the instruments and the lyrics, and like how we're all talking about, you know, the song together.
Awesome.
Best. Nice. Check it out right now. It's Secret Menu, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Is feeling nothing at all. I wish that I could change, but I just stay the same. Wanna put my fist through the wall. Oh, I'm tethered. What's with all the pressure? Holding on to ideas that keep me from getting better. Or if I let her go, will I forget her? I know, would she forgive me? Oh, she would forgive me. When I turn up the radio, part of me believes that I'll be alone. Can't explain it all over the telephone.
Yes. Secret Menu, lighten up the house here at Civic Media, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That was fun. I love
that. Was smoking.
I love the keyboard. Ooh. The keyboard solo there. That was pretty rad.
Thank and you he's so smiling much. The whole time. Yes. So fun to watch. Wow.
All right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call and text and ask Secret Menu a secret question. And they'll spill the beans about it.
Okay. Let's get to know the band a little bit. Let's start with the keyboards, guitar, and vocalists. Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get started in music?
Oh, man. Well, sorry, I'm a little out of breath.
I have photos to prove why.
A keyboard player's out of breath from playing keyboards.
Come on now.
That's crazy.
That happens.
That's energy.
Let's see. I think I started playing music when I was pretty young. All of my older siblings, I have two older brothers and an older sister, and they all played, you know, some guitar and piano, so I always wanted to play music to be just like them, and just stuck with it, and here we are. So
now, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing? We ask everybody that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely a huge role. They were always my biggest supporters. You know, when I was in Wisconsin Singers, which I was in with Raph, they were following us around all over the state of Wisconsin to almost every single show.
Nice.
They were just down here at a Rathskeller gig last night. Oh,
nice.
So super special, and yeah, they're just amazing.
As a keyboard player, do you have somebody that inspires you?
Yeah, I think my biggest inspiration on the keys is an artist called Anomaly. That's also where I get my interesting tilted keyboards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
But he's just a fantastic jazz pianist, but he also makes basically this incredible, like, lo-fi kind of electronic jazz-infused music. It's very virtuosic, but just super fun to listen to.
I thought the tilted keyboard was for the ladies.
It's got so many purposes, you know. It's kind of
well, for our listeners who can't see, you know, we have a live band right here in the studio, and Matt has his keyboard slanted so you can really see his hands playing
it's
the keys.
Fun to watch.
He's a very tall guy, so you know, and he's standing playing, you know, so it's very ergonomic. But it's very unique because, you know,
really, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah. I'm quoting him, okay?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But, you know, it's just really great to see a keyboardist's fingers actually playing all these crazy notes, because most of the time that's kind
you
of,
can't.
You're
yeah.
blind to that as a viewer.
And why not show it off when you're jamming like he is?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Secret Menu. The next song you have for us today, it's called Undeveloped. What finally developed out of this song?
You know, I think... That's very cunning. Developed. See what you did there.
I laughed and no one else did.
I thought it was funny. Yeah, you know, the impetus for this song was finding some undeveloped Polaroid photos in a glove box of a car.
Whoa.
And the thing about that is it just jarred up, brought up such a specific emotion. And we kind of relate it to this feeling of, you know, these photos being undeveloped. And what happens if you leave an undeveloped, you know, when you shoot an undeveloped photo, like the key is to not let it get exposed to sunlight or else it's going to be completely ruined.
Right.
And that was such an interesting concept for us. We wanted to like revolve the idea of this a relationship and love and an undeveloped photo and leaving it out in the sun. And what does that mean? And finding, you know, we didn't want it to feel like a sad song, though. We wanted it to actually feel like a song of, you know, hope, where, you know, you're going to find love again and, you know, you want to go back out there and talk and, you know, go up on that journey again.
I love the story behind it.
Thank
wow.
you.
What were the pictures?
Save it.
Let it be a surprise.
Yeah.
Secret Menu is live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Secret Menu live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate rocker.
Hey, let's talk to guitarist and vocalist Andrew. Andrew, tell us your backstory. How did you get involved in music?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, my mom really wanted me to do piano lessons, but I did not want to do piano lessons. I really, really wanted to play guitar. So my first instrument was piano, but eventually I was able to win them over and get an acoustic. I was probably about like 12 at that time. And similar to Matt, my parents were always incredibly supportive. Soon they signed me up for like a school of rock kind of thing. I think at the beginning, I like hid in the back behind the other guitarists, but eventually I had enough confidence to come up front. One thing led to another and I kind of learned how to sing and do that thing. And then I started doing music through college and then continued it, obviously, past as well.
Do you still play piano at all? Or?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely more of a guitarist, but I still can, not like Matt can, but I can definitely play a song
or
two.
He's pretty good at piano. Don't
some chopsticks cool here and there, you know, some heart and soul.
When you're having dinner and talking about your guitar playing, did the parents ever say, when's Matt coming over? Play some keyboards.
I think my mom's met you once. I'm not from Wisconsin, so all the family's still in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one of the best schools here in the city, Madison Country Day School, they have a program. Well, what they do is they say you take piano, right, for the first couple of years, and then after that, you decide what you want to go into next. And mm-hmm. It seems like that bass piano knowledge really carries through with musicians far beyond the piano.
Absolutely. I mean, the piano is just so easy to visualize notes and understand theory. And I'm a little bit of a theory nerd myself. So learning on piano, and then moving over to guitar was a lot easier for me to understand.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Secret Menu, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Jack and Jill. I mean, don't tell me this is a song about going uphill for a drink.
No, this is actually a song that I wrote back in college. I had this huge crush on this girl in high school, and it didn't work out for obvious reasons, as I will tell you in the song. It's inspired by true events, but it's kind of just this fictional story that I thought would be kind of fun to tell. And I shared it with Raph, and he was like, "That's a great song. We should bring it to the band." And then here we are. I think that was our second release as a group.
Are you the lead vocalist on this song?
Yeah, I am going to take lead vocals on this one.
Okay, nice. Right.
She didn't find the Polaroid. No, never mind. No, they didn't. Secret Menu is live in the Lair. It's on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. Secret Menu.
Sitting at his table every fourth block, and he prays, "Oh, like angels, hey, it's me again. I need a favor, but before I begin, I'm so sorry that I can't help you sin. But this one lady steals the blood from my head, and my brain falls to my jeans, and I feel like I can't leave these angels. One day down the same mountain about kind of backwards way, and he would walk to pass her, but the jocks were faster. So without it, he would get the courage to ask her out. But now she's all alone, not gonna fumbling with her phone. Jack, here's your moment, don't dare you blow it. It's right in front of your face, and you know it, boy. Now his palms are sweating, his heart beat fast like a cat around a cat. Now she sees it coming, his heart is thumping. Yeah.
Never clapping early again.
Ah! He fooled us all because I turned on the microphone.
Oh, no. Wow. That was
awesome. Spectacular.
And that was a great story in that song.
It really was.
Wow.
All right. Hey, everybody, hang tight for just 2 minutes. We got to pay some bills. When we come back, more Live into Layer presented by the Aaron Weber Group is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Here we go, everybody. Max Inc., Civic Media, Live in the Layer, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more now or sell and buy your next house right now at movetomadison.com. Also want to give a shout out to Jeff Clark, who's helping us out with sound tonight. Really appreciate you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
He is the proud owner of Green Delivery Service here in Madison. Legal hemp cannabis flower, hemp products, edibles, concentrates, tinctures, the whole nine yards, and is delivered right to your home. Check it out right now at greendeliveryservice.company.site.
All right, let's give the drummer some work, don't we? Rocker, I knew you'd like that. Okay, so Evan, tell us your backstory now, as we were kind of, you know, asking all the other guys. How'd you become involved in music?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, I went to a pep band concert that my cousin was playing in, I thought the drums were really cool. So, of course, I asked him, hey, cousin Andrew, can I play your drum set and show me how to play it? And then it kind of was all downhill from there for my mom having to buy me a drum set and listen to me play and learn and all that stuff. And I was in band in middle school and high school. Awesome. And just really loved to play music and listen to music, and tried to do the band thing in high school and college. And I've been in a few bands and just, you know, just having fun with it.
Yeah. What about the parents? did they support what you were trying to do?
Yes, yes. Mom and Dad were very supportive. They played it smart. They got me an electric drum kit to start with. So and then eventually I graduated to the speakers for the electric drum kit.
Oh, hello.
So I actually didn't get an acoustic drum kit until sometime in high school. So
do you like the electric? Do you still play the electric drum kit?
Not anymore. That is long gone.
Long gone.
You are so fun to watch play too. I mean,
thank you.
All of you together, just ugh, what a blast. You also are doing the production?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so my studio, I dubbed it Red Shed Records because I couldn't come up with a better name, but it's in a red shed in an outbuilding at my mother's house outside of Watertown, and I've been recording bands there for probably the last 4 years, and... Wow.
You talked about this last time you were on the show with us. I remember now, the Red Shed.
Yes, the Red Shed, yeah. So I have a Spotify playlist of all. If you just check out Red Shed online, you can find Red Shed Records on Instagram.
Awesome.
And I have a Spotify playlist of all the bands that have come through. And I just, yeah, I was in a punk band before this, and I wanted to learn how to do production so we didn't have to go anywhere else. So, and I go to the extreme with all my hobbies. So, of course, I started learning mixing and producing and recording, and all of a sudden I'm having packages show up with gear and all this stuff, and but that's fun for me, you know.
Yeah.
So it's developed into this really cool space, and I'm glad that we can do that all at home, so to speak.
All right, well, let's meet out back in the tool shed and get back to live music in the lair with Secret Menu presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Find. Well, what is lost?
Wow, you're really good at this, rocker. Find is going to be our next single that we're going to be releasing. And it kind of talks about, you know, sometimes like the special people in your life are actually the ones like right in front of you, and sometimes it's not always obvious, and building relationships with people, you know, whether it's friendships or romantic relationships, sometimes you're just like, I wish I could find someone just like you, and you're like, I'm right there in your life, and it's not like a complicated, you know, sort of ordeal. They're right there, and like you got to appreciate what you have in front of you, as well as, you know, no one is perfect and we all make mistakes, and it's just like again, it's always a process. Yeah.
Let's get right into it. It's Secret Menu live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
So I'm dreaming wide awake and thinking about the time it takes between the constellations, wishing on a shooting star that you and me will go real far. Cause I've been flirting with ideas that you're out there. A perfect person isn't working. Am I being free?
lie, but I'd lie with you. I'd spend
presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Hey, coming up after 10 o'clock tonight, Maxine and Kevy, we're going to kick it off with a double dip of Lords of the Trident Rocker.
And we have just kind of a few minutes. We're getting towards the end.
Oh, no. Yeah. We want to keep it rolling, okay?
We got 10 minutes and two songs.
Okay.
We can do this.
All right, let's talk to the bassist and vocalist, Raph.
Hey, what's up?
Hi,
what's up?
Raph.
Hi.
Okay. You know the drill now. Tell us your backstory.
Yeah. You know, I'll keep it quick because we got limited time. I was a late bloomer into singing. I started with the cello. Yeah, I was, and you know, I'll just jump the question. My parents were literally the most supportive people in the world. Anyone who knows me knows that my dad is constantly sending the messages and just he's the most supportive. And my mom is always at shows. They're the most amazing, wonderful people I could ask
That's
for.
Awesome.
And they always are like, I have no freaking clue where you have any of this musical talent because we have none. And my sisters are both, you know, they both played string instruments, were really good at, you know, what they did. So it was always a blast.
Yeah. You ever go back to the cello at all?
Yeah.
You know, on occasion, a friend may convince me to play the cello at their wedding. I've done it once and I'm going to do it again in a couple months.
How about that?
But, you know, other than that, I've been playing a lot more bass and singing a lot more.
And why bass?
You know, I learned it out of necessity. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, the band, we were reforming and like we came together and we needed a bass player. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this thing. And it was just, I actually fell in love with the instrument and I love playing it so much.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Secret Menu. The last song you have for us tonight is A Little Story.
Second to last song.
Second to last song. Let's get back. I'm reading the wrong page. Let's get back to live music in the lair. This next song, it's called 18. This is two more than a song about candles.
I love this song, by the way.
Nice. This song, I'll keep it short and sweet. It's really about that feeling of, you know, being 18, being in love, and what does that feel like? You know, being a little bit older and reflecting on that sort of feeling.
Wonderful.
Take us back to when we were 18, young and innocent and stupid. Secret Menu live in the lair.
To a friend I don't know. Still in your pocket. Where is the key? It's still in your pocket.
clock, Larry, it's 8 a.m. in the second bed where we became strangers. We'll fall asleep, start over again. Meet love with another memory. Right now, the future's telling me it's all forgiven. If our story has an ending, I don't like ignoring calls from my family and friends. They might not be there in the morning.
Yes. Oh. 18 from Secret Menu, live in the lair.
Wow.
Presented by Aaron Weber Group. All right, so you guys have a bunch of shows coming up. March 2nd, you're at the Berman Cafe in Milwaukee, the Annex here in Madison on March 9th, somewhere in Chicago on March 14th, back to Milwaukee at the Anodyne on the 15th, and then you're playing the Rigby here in Madison on March 23rd. It's a pretty busy month of March. How could the fans keep up with Secret Menu?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep, the best way to keep up with us is definitely going to be on our Instagram or on our website. All social media platforms are Secret Menu The Band, and our website is www.secretmenuband.com. Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are awesome.
So pumped.
Oh.
Give it up one more time for Secret Menu.
So good.
We got 3.5 minutes before the hard break. Is this going to happen no matter what? You want to take us out with this last song here?
Oh, we'll take it out with this last one. This is our most recent release. It's called Irish Goodbyes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear it. Secret Menu here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
trapped in limbo, back turned ashes before them. Terrified, I leave before the morning.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.